Okay, we can start. Hi everyone. Today I'm here to present Flutter in embedded system, precisely Linux embedded. Quick presentation of me. I'm Andrea Ricchi. I'm from Italy and I work at Amarula Solution as embedded Linux consultant and developer. My background is mostly C++ on both console and UI application using different frameworks and also recently Flutter. In this talk, I'm going to present the Flutter framework from a developer point of view, so we will not go deep in how the framework goes, is used in the embedded and how it works, how to integrate with the most common build systems such as Yocto and Buildroot, and if there is enough time, I'll show a quick video of a commercial product that we developed with one of our customers. So, what is Flutter? Flutter is a UI framework developed by Google, was first released in 2015 for Android, and then was later ported to iOS, Windows, Linux, and web application. The idea behind this framework is to have a single framework and code base to create a good-looking UI application, natively compiled and multi-platform. And it uses Dart as programming language, and we will talk about that later. So let's go through the advantages of Flutter. First of all, Flutter is fast. Because it compiles natively for ARM and Intel machine, you can expect a great performance both at startup and at runtime. Also, the idea was to help the developers to achieve 60 frames per second, so you can expect a fluid and responsive UI on any kind of devices. Now, let's talk about Dart. Dart is the programming language used by Flutter. Being modern and designed precisely for UI, it comes with a multiple advantages and tools that are really helpful when dealing with UI application. First of all is that the language is completely asynchronous, so it's quite impossible to have the application to freeze. By contrast, for example, with C++, I saw in my experience multiple times where, for example, in the UI loop, people were opening file or doing some blocking operation, and performance were really bad on that. In this case, it's impossible. And the architecture of Dart abstract the complexity of a multi-threaded, typical shared memory multi-threading. So this is really, really important in my opinion. Another important point is that the language is completely null-safe, so it's practically impossible to have a segmentation fault in Dart application. This is another really important point because the UI application is what the final user sees, so it's important to have it always responsive and alive. Finally, all the error management is handled through exception. So even if there are some errors during the execution of the application, simply exceptions are thrown, and even if there are not catch, the application keeps running. And we will see an example in a future slide. And all of that in an easy to learn and familiar syntax language. I came, as I said, from a C++ experience, and working with Dart was really, really smooth and really easy to learn. So, Flutter is fast, Dart is great, but that's not all. Flutter and the entire framework is also productive. And with that, I mean that allow development and maintenance of application with really ease. One of the most important key is hot reload and hot restart. Hot reload is the ability to apply changes without recompile and restart the application. As you can see in the GIF, by simply changing the code from a dark theme to a light theme, without recompiling, the changes are directly applied in the running application. This is really important. We reduce a lot the time of development and maintenance, and also the stress on the developer. Also, being modern, it comes with a set of useful tools such as statics analysis with widget introspection, and also debugging and logging and much, much more. Finally, Flutter Extract is flexible. As I said, it's meant to work on multi-platform, and you can expect the same look and feel of the application on any screen. This means that from a more commercial point of view, if you need to deploy application on embedded and also on mobile and Windows, you can expect the same look and feel, and this is really important from the final user point of view. And also, the ahead of time compilation and natively compilation of the code allow for really fast and great performance on any platform. All of that in a single programming language, of course. This is my typical setup. I use Visual Studio Code with the official Flutter extension, and on the right, it's the running application. As you can see on the top left, there are the typical running tools such and debugging, such as start, stop, and step into, but also the auto restart. Auto load is embedded in the Flutter extension. So if I apply any changes in the code and save the file, the changes are automatically reloaded in the page. And in the bottom, there is the debug console. As you can see, an exception is thrown because the application tries to save a file when starting. But even if there are some error, the application is still running and works without any problem. In my opinion, this setup is really important. It's really easy to use. It's really productive. And I think that from the developer point of view, allow the maintenance and development to be really, really easy and less stressful. I'm happy to see that Flutter is becoming more and more popular in embedded system, precisely Linux. Yesterday I saw different talk regarding this topic, and it's important because the community is really active and huge, and it's becoming more popular on Linux. So if you have any difficulties or if you are facing any problems, most of the time you will find the solution online. Then there is a huge list of packages. There is an online repositories where free packages are hosted and developed by the community. They come in different types. I use the packages to visualize, for example, Lottie animation or SVG file, but there are also packages that are more into the code, such as MQTT communication or file parsing. Flutter is actively developed and updated. In the last year, I had to update the Flutter version both on my laptop and on the target multiple times. So Google and the community keeps updating the framework and improving security and adding new features constantly. And finally, it's used by big tech companies. First of all, Google, the creator, but also BMW and Toyota. And those companies keeps the project alive, contributing, because Flutter is completely free and open source. It goes on a BSD3 license, so you can use it without any troubles. Now, let's do a quick comparison with the most famous UI framework for embedded Linux. First of all, FVGL. Well, the first point for me is the most important one. C is not Dart. C is a really powerful language, but when it comes to UI application, it's not so easy to use, and it's really easy to mess things up. Instead, Dart is designed to work for UI application, and we saw all the advantages that the language come with. Also, auto load and auto restart. There is no way to achieve that in LVGL. Of course, you have to rebuild and recompile and redeploy the application every time. Instead, Flutter has this amazing feature. Also, it has more platforms supported because LVGL can only run on desktop or embedded. Flutter can also run on mobile. There are more packages available. Let's call it, also call it their libs, as we saw in the previous slide. And of course, Flutter is a bigger community behind it. Finally, using Flutter is much easier to build the application and publish. We will see in a later slide how to integrate the Flutter application inside Yocto. And you don't have to mess with the build argument. It's all handled by the framework and the Yocto project. Instead, without VGL, if you need to cross-compile, it can be a bit tricky. Then, Flutter versus Qt. C++ and QML versus Dart. C++ is a step up against C, but still can be quite difficult. I saw multiple times Qt application having a really bad performance issue because C++ was not optimized. And QML is designed for UI application like Dart, but first of all, it's an interpreted language. So if you start doing any kind of logic inside QML, the application will be crap. And I think that Dart is still much better for UI development. Here again, hot reload and hot restart. It is possible to achieve hot restart and hot reload with QML, but in my experience, I was never able to do that. Most of the time, QML is strictly connected to C++ for modeling and such, so you, of course, need to recompile everything. Third point, Flutter, as I said, is completely free and open source. Instead, Qt has commercial licensing. So, yeah, if you want to use Qt in a commercial product, you probably end up paying a lot of royalty. And finally, Flutter, I think that it's rapidly improving. I mean, Qt is improving too, but the release cycle is much slower compared to Flutter. So I think that this one is also really important. So we saw a lot of the advantages and good points, but it's not not everything is perfect. So in my experience, one of the, let's say, tricky part of Dart is that when working in embedded Linux, you can expect using coming from C or C++ to be able to do anything you want. For example, accessing the hardware directly from the UI application. For example, in the product that we showcase later, I had to read a proximity sensor input directly from the UI application to simply turn on the display. This one was not possible because Dart doesn't allow to read directly the hardware, to access directly the hardware. The struct are a bit complex to use. So long story short, I was not able to do that. But there is a solution that is foreign function interface, also known as language bindings. So what is possible is that we can create a C library with a public interface, and then we can call those methods directly from the Dart application. This is really important because we can solve a lot of the issue related to more complex stuff from the language by using a C library. So startup of the application, the library is loaded, and then I can call directly the public function. And by doing so, I was able to solve the issue and read the proximity sensor input from my Dart application. Now, how to integrate Flutter in your project? Well, Buildroot, there is the Flutter package developed and maintained by my co-worker Adam Daskett. It has done a great job on this package and is currently maintaining it. In my experience, I used Yocto for my project, so I'm a bit more into that. There is the Meta Flutter hosted on GitHub, that is the, let's say, official Flutter, is maintained by some guys from Toyota and the community. Integrating the Flutter inside your operating system is really, really easy. Just include the layer, add the dependency in your image, and you're pretty done. The Flutter engine and Flutter embedder are automatically compiled and added in your system. If you need to include, obviously, you will need to include your application, you can use the Flutter Gallery recipe as reference. Pretty straightforward stuff. You just copy the recipe, adapt the repository, and maybe if you want to adapt some build arguments, and then add as a dependency, and it's done. You don't need to mess up with any related cross-compiling stuff on or any of that. And on GitHub, on my page, I have a repo manifest that I've done almost a year ago, hopefully still working, for a Tinkerboard. Simply create the Yocto project and download all the layer needed, and then add the dependency inside the image. And when you compile, you can simply put the result on a SD card, and you will have the Flutter gallery on your hardware. So now I'll show a video of the product that we developed with one of our customers. So the device is an intercom device. It's running a ROC chip processor, so obviously a bit more powerful than the Tinkerboard. This is the intercom device. It's able to connect to another devices on the other side and have video and audio stream. So under the hood, there is a lot running, but as you can see, the application is still smooth and responsive, and the performance are really, really good. This is a custom keyboard that we developed to achieve the design that the customer wanted, and those are some lock animations that are running with the package that I included from the Flutter dev. So the final result, in my opinion, is really good. We, as developer, are really happy with the result. The customer is happy with the result from the commercial point of view. So that's why I was presenting Flutter today. So if you have any more questions, thank you, everyone. Okay.
So you mentioned this Dart is a custom language, but there's a MQTT library. How does it work? Do you have to, for each protocol, implement this in Dart again?
So Dart is not, okay, the question is if the, for example, MQTT is actually, there is a custom stuff running under the hood. Not really, because in reality, Dart can be recompiled as C++. So simply Dart, you can use Dart as like you are using C++ code. And MQTT actually didn't really look into it because I downloaded the package. It was working flawlessly, so included and running, and I was really, really happy with the result. So, yeah. Yeah?
Thank you for the talk. I would like to know what is the memory footprint of Flutter engine, I mean like flash and RAM.
Okay, the question is the memory footprint of Flutter engine. So let's say that one of the disadvantages of Flutter is that it's a bit more resources hungry compared to Qt or LVGL. I think that the Flutter engine was like 14, 15 megabytes on the storage, and on the memory, I didn't run any kind of profiling on the hardware, but I think that it's comparable to Qt application when running. Yeah?
You showed Yocto, but do you really need a big operating system underneath, or is it capable of running on top of, say, a Arcturia Torus or something like this, a more lean operating system underneath?
Okay, the question is that if Flutter is able to run in a less powerful operating system such as FreeRTOS.
Or perhaps bare metal.
Oh, bare metal. I don't think so. I think that at the moment it requires a Linux operating system.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I have One more question. You said about integration to existing project based on Yocto. So we just integrate Meta Flutter, and you said we don't have to take care about any cross compilations. So how does it work? Like my existing project is compiled by GCC and Flutter. I read that there is a dependency to C1.
So the question is, how is handled the layer and how is managed the cross compilation? I think that everything is handled by Yocto and the meta layer. The meta Flutter is really well done. You can simply download and add the layer dependency in your Yocto project, and if you include the dependency in your image of the Flutter engine, it will automatically be compiled because with Yocto takes manage everything about that, so you don't really need to take care of that.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
What about Flutter, Yocto, and IRM32?
Sorry?
IRM32 architecture. Do you have any experience?
The question is if Flutter is capable to run on 32-bit platform.
IRM?
No. Simply no.
Do you have any port, any project?
No, at the moment, no, I don't think so. Yeah?
We're talking about Qt. Do you know if some companies that were used to work with Qt now are migrating to Flutter? Or is that a kind of marketing page?
Yeah, the question is if I know any company that is moving from Qt to Flutter. Well, the video before explained one of our customers was mainly using Qt for UI application and now is moving to Flutter. So, yeah, I think that because of the open source licensing, this is really tempting from a commercial point of view. Yeah?
It's a bit of two questions. So, for the current project, did you do the whole project in Flutter and Dart?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. In your company, do you also have projects where part of the product is made in C++ or something else?
Yeah.
And how would you integrate that with Flutter?
Okay, the question is if the whole project was made in Flutter or if there are also other applications running with C++. Well, in this case, the UI is run with Flutter and there are a set of microservices that are running under the hood with running C++. For example, they take care of the video and audio stream and all of that. And the application communicates with those microservices via MQTT, for example. Okay, I think there's no more questions. So, thank you very much. Thank you.